right, episode 113. It has been a long time, but we're back, Rob.
It's been a minute.
I know.
It's been a lot of minutes.
For those binging, yeah, it's only been literally a matter of seconds.
We've missed you.
But for us, we need to shake the rust off because it's been a little while since we've recorded a podcast. So
we're here.
I don't even know how to do this anymore.
I'm ready to go.
Exactly. All right, episode 113. What's today's topic, Rob?
We're going to date this podcast. So, we're actually coming to you.
Are you going to date it or are we going to keep it nebulous?
We're coming to you in the past.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, that's how all television, I mean, except for sports.
That's right. That's right.
But even sports, it's so annoying how now with streaming everything's on a delay, you know, 15 second, 30 second,
yeah,
sometimes 45 second, like, a lot of people text me like, oh my God, touchdown. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, what?
You can't do that.
Those days are over with. You know?
You cannot. You have to set very specific rules with your buddies on.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a buddy of mine at an event on Christmas.
Yeah.
Texting me from the event like, oh my God. And I'm like, oh dude, like the live to streaming television now. I mean, dude, that's like a minute. I mean, it was like, I got to turn my phone over upside down and then just be on delay. I mean,
really the very first text you ever send to any of your friends is, are you live?
Yeah.
That's it. You cannot send a score. You cannot make any assumption.
But what I'm saying is even live is delayed. Even if you're on Hulu and you're watching it as it's happening, that's still very much delayed compared to like reality.
Well, I'm old school. I don't watch anything live on Hulu.
Even sporting events?
I mean, Apple TV, I do. I watch MLS live on that.
Sure.
But Hulu, I don't really watch anything live on.
Yeah. Well, I'm a sports guy. So, I mean, I love watching sports, but it's still delayed. Or it's like, oh, your buddy's on a pirate stream. You're on Hulu and they're on YouTube TV. Nothing's like synced.
You know,
the world is operating on different frequencies now, which leads us to today's topic and frequencies and delay live.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah. I don't know the next line of the song. I'm not an R.E.M. fan, so.
You're not an R.E.M. fan?
I'm fine with R.E.M. No, I mean, R.E.M. got big when I wasn't really into that type of music, you know? And I kind of got it through osmosis through my high school girlfriend at the time. She was into R.E.M. But I'm like, the video, it didn't do much for me at that time. Now I'm talking early 90s, early 90s. And I didn't grow up out here, right?
Yeah, you had to grow up. If you grew up here, it's baked into the water.
It's like Huey Lewis for me. Like, no one likes Huey Lewis, but I love Huey Lewis.
I like Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Great videos.
Huey Lewis is awesome.
Jet skis and islands and like sports.
I mean, the dude,
sports was a great album.
Yeah, he had rock and roll with a saxophone for crying out loud. Like,
sports was an all time.
But yeah, I don't know what is the next line after what's the frequency, Kenneth. We've gone totally off the
rails. I don't know because I don't even, it's one of those I can hum it and I can kind of, but I have no idea what the actual words are.
No one needs me to hum the next
What's the frequency, Kenneth? Is your,
I don't know, I can
not,
look it up.
Something understood.
Okay.
But I don't really know.
Well, we'll hit it in the errors and omissions, you know.
Yeah. Well, here's as nebulous as we'll keep it.
Yeah.
It's early 2024.
I know.
How about that?
Yes.
We are into the new year officially, and we thought it might be interesting to look into the magic eight ball and see if we can predict any trends, potentially industry trends that we might see.
Oh, you had trends? I thought it was just predictions. I thought we were talking predictions. But you're going trends.
Predictions. We're going to lump it all together.
Okay, I got you.
We can predict trends.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
How about that?
Okay. I love it. All right. Well, why don't you kick us off then? If we're talking about 2024 predictions and
trends.
I can't believe it's already the new year, but that's just me. So. It still feels like 1997 to me.
I'll start with a prediction.
You're gonna start with the obvious? There's the obvious topic of 2024.
There is?
You're not gonna start there. Yeah, the election.
Oh,
it's an election.
Yeah, I guess it's an election.
Well, we're just gonna get, I mean, talk about advertising and media spend. I mean,
I thought you were gonna say Taylor Swift.
In a surprise to no one, it'll be the most expensive election in the history of ever.
Yeah.
Just like the one following that will be the most expensive. You know what I mean? Like,
it's nauseating and I already hate every minute of it.
Amen. Yeah.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Is Biden going to run? Is he going to pull out? What's going to happen?
No, Biden will run.
You think he's going to run?
Yeah.
He's going to stay in it?
He's going to stay in it.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, beyond that, who knows? I don't want to do any. I mean, the topic is we're not going to talk politics and election.
No.
But however, things will happen. It's 2024, yeah, and there'll be a lot of money spent and a lot of media spent and a lot of it wasted. And
here's what you're going to see under. I think you will see industry wise. I think we will absolutely see. I'm going to say two. I'm going to call two massive rebrands.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a prediction.
That's a prediction. And I think, and this is kind of the safe pick, right? But I'm going to say one will be successful and the other will be a disaster. And by disaster, I mean ones we've talked about before, similar to like a Gap, right? Or a Tropicana or what it is.
So where they will
like a massive rebrand.
Okay. And they'll turn tail and go back to what it used to be, or their course correct quickly.
I think they will course correct. I think one will course correct quickly. One will be a mistake and course correct quickly. And then one will be successful and move forward.
Okay.
I think we're going to see those with two big, big brands.
Okay. Now, do you have any, verticals that'll play in? Like, is that automotive? Is that beverage?
I don't have any idea.
That's too much of a prediction. Okay.
Well, what was the last big, automotive rebrand? Was it Kia?
I would say it's Kia.
Kia with the logo, with the crazy logo thing.
Yeah. Which I love. I love that logo. I think it's cool. I think typographically it's super cool. I think, you know, who cares about legibility? Once you see it, you know?
Yeah. I'm fine with it. I don't really have a, oh my God, it's amazing, or a, oh, I hate it. Like, I'm just kind of, okay.
Well, here's what's cool about it. In my opinion, I guess, it very much pushes the brand forward in conjunction with all of the redesigns and the design of the cars themselves. Right.
Yeah.
So like the cars are getting more futuristic looking. They obviously have new industrial design teams. They're pushing the envelope. It's not like the low cost South Korean automaker. You know what I mean? Like,
didn't they have the hamsters?
They had the hamsters with the Kia Soul.
That was with Kia Soul, right?
Correct. Yeah. So if you look at the old Kia logo, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Gross. No, I think you're right.
You know? But you look at the new Kia Telluride, for example.
It's amazing.
You know, like
it's a cool looking car.
It's a cool looking car, and you see it with the old badge, and you're like, "Eh, no." But you see it with the new badge, and you're like, "Okay, that fits.
It works."
You know, yeah. So yeah. I mean,
I think that's right.
Context is key. You know,
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think that would be the new. Yeah, that's, you know, nobody else. I mean, I guess you could say Cybertruck. You know, is new and has come out and has its own crazy weird brand.
It's awful.
But it's got the spray painted graffiti. Like, it's a very aggressive weird sort of thing. But Kia, I'd say, is a bigger holistic brand. Cybertruck, I would say, is still kind of
it's
a
still
niche.
One little
And it's a niche sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna see. I think we'll see a couple of big rebrands. I don't know what they're gonna be.
Okay. Well, it's funny you say cars, because that was one of my predictions, was going to be more and more and more ubiquitous in the rise of electric cars, you know, just as sort of a trend, right? It's finally starting. I mean, we're in 2024. I mean, we've been talking about this forever. VW got in all that trouble with the diesel, you know, and they were like, hey, we're going all electric. I mean, you're just going to end up seeing it more and more and more.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and there's also all these, like, because I think I read the other day that what was the electric vehicle company that's like past Tesla now or something? And it's some little, like, you never even heard of them. Hardly.
Oh, well,
or I haven't anyway.
There is a Chinese company that has surpassed Tesla in terms of volume.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
So, and it is a low cost alternative, only available in China. It's not, they don't export, you know. But by volume, they have surpassed. Now, but that's one of those, like, you can skew numbers any which way, you know?
Sure.
You know, that's the number one market. They have the most amount of people. You know what I mean? So by volume, you know, and per capita, right? I mean, you know, like you can fudge the numbers certain ways.
Yeah.
Right?
You can paint the picture.
But finally, there will, you know, yeah, we do have an automotive company that has surpassed Tesla in terms of, and Tesla was only like, whatever, 435,000 per quarter or something like that. You know what I mean? And they just barely nipped them. So
I feel like, and you would know more about this, than I would, as you're the owner of electric vehicles.
Yes. I love electric cars. So they're cool.
It seems to me like we've, shouldn't our distance be better at this point in time? Like, we've been working on these batteries for a long time.
It's BYD is the name of the Chinese company. It just came to me. BYD.
Not to be confused with Michael Jackson's PYT.
No, absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the range is not growing with the pervasion of electric cars in society?
Well, I think a couple things. I think we started off with these 60, 75 miles, and we kind of sat around there with the 75-miler for a while. And then we made a giant leap to 300 miles, which we found out all those numbers are phony baloney.
Is that a giant leap? It's not that.
Well, it's more than twice.
It just feels like in this day and age, we can do better than that.
Yeah. Well, Toyota has put out, is it Toyota? Toyota put out the press release at the end of last year that they have developed a lithium ion battery that can basically go 800 miles on a charge. And then you can rapid charge up to 90% of the battery in 10 minutes, right? So if that is true, right, that eliminates the full cross-country road trip sort of disaster. I mean, if you can drive a car for 8 hours straight without
stopping. That's what I'm talking about.
You can stop for 10 minutes
to charge. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I feel like we focused.
Now, that's a 26 or 27 sort of deal.
And the full charge is in how short of a time?
Ten minutes.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Yeah. So
now that's a press release. I mean, we've seen press releases from Tesla. That's like for 10 years, they've been saying AI automatic driving is ready and it's never come to pass. Right. So
I don't know. It just seems to me like
batteries should be better.
We should be able to drive across country.
Okay. But Rob, think about this. We still put AA batteries in the back of things. You know what I mean? Like here's a computer mouse in front of me and we put like battery, like Duracell batteries.
That's our society. We're weird like that.
Well, see, at CES this year, the big rage was hydrogen. You know, hydrogen is back, as opposed to.
Yeah.
Because the problem with electric cars, obviously, as you mentioned, is the distance and the manufacturing of the batteries and the cobalt. And it's not a universal, you can't get it everywhere, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think, electric cars, they're not going away.
They're definitely not going away.
Yeah. Well, my big thing, I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast before, but the first note that I put down is I think we're going to have, if I was to be so bold as to make a prediction, I don't think it's going away, but I think we are going to start to have the big, backlash on AI. I think this will be the year where AI starts losing more than it's gaining. Cause it's been gaining, right?
Yeah.
And I think the lawsuits are finally going to come up with it. Like, oh, you just stole all the artist's work without any compensation. You know, like we're going to have a fulcrum point of like, are there copyright laws in the world or are there not? There either are or there aren't, you know?
So you're saying the shininess of the AI is going to wear off, start to tarnish.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't really work anywhere. You know, like there's, you know, that's different than marketing automation, for example. I mean, automation absolutely works.
Are you talking about AI with regards to our industry, not just AI in general terms?
I guess, that's a great question. I was thinking more broadly, right? But I have more of an eye. My interest in AI is through our prism of our industry and specifically like more writing and artistry. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really like, we trained AI on these because they were forced to release. I keep up with this. I don't know that you do, but like they were forced to release all of the artists that were loaded into Midsummer or Midjourney, whatever, to train the AI on how to create artwork. Right.
Right.
And it's the massive list of here's all the artists that we fed all their works into. Right. So now you've just created the Bible of, well, hey, I didn't give you permission for this. I'm an artist on that list. You know, that type of thing, right?
Right.
So yet we see, Adobe Photoshop commercials, right? Of the little girl that's like, oh, I'm riding a unicorn over a rainbow over the, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. right? Well, all that stuff's trained on on the backs of artists that created all this work and they just,
Right.
I mean, I'm grossly simplifying this, but we scanned everything in and, blah, 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 whatever, right? So I think that there'll be, AI has been just – the momentum has been forward. Whether it works is broken or not.
Yeah.
It's just going forward. I think this will be the year where there potentially could be some significant setbacks, and it's going to go backwards.
It'll
vary by industry, though.
I think that's the point. I think it'll start to splinter, fracture by industry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll have like medicine, for example, and healthcare.
Sure.
It's going to go – gangbusters. And that's generally speaking, way, 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 way positive for the most part, right? That's not like a copyright.
No, that's more algorithmic based
and
predictive analysis.
Correct. And that's factual and science based, generally speaking, which is different than art, which is a more interpretive.
Or a ChatGPT, which I'm asking questions.
Right.
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 And it's, you know, over the course of 2023, ChatGPT got dumber.
Yeah.
Because the humans interacting with it, you know, trained it to answer lowest common denominator questions, right? I mean, it got worse over the years.
Is this the year that we become the second most intelligent species on the planet?
Well,
that's really the question, is when is that going to happen? Because it's going to happen.
I mean, outside of AI, I don't know that we're the smartest species on the planet anyway. You know what I mean? Like, we don't live in harmony with the planet, that's for sure.
Well, so. I think last year at the end of the year, towards the end of the year, it was all about like, AI's taught itself to learn. Things that no one taught it how to do.
Yeah, it taught itself a language, right?
Yeah.
It was
so
like,
and no one had programmed or taught it how to do that.
Yeah.
It actively learned something on its own.
Yeah.
And
it's like sci-fi,
terrifying.
Judgment Day. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's so terrifying.
Well, the wheels of justice move extremely slowly, right, not only here, but all over the world, right?
Yeah.
And I think there are going to be sort of copyright infringement.
Yeah.
And,
there will be.
You know, like, you know, and I'm coming at it from a visual artist perspective, but it's, we gave it all of, you know, XYZ's, books, and things like that, right? And now it can mimic and create its own books in the style of that author, or it wrote a song, the Drake song and things like that, right?
In the news lately with Harvard and Penn and all these places, you're seeing plagiarism is at the, is the headline.
Yeah,
so
you're
absolutely going to start to see a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah. Ooh, I just had a good one and I forgot it because I just had a senior moment.
Well, I've got one. Maybe you'll remember
it
while I'm talking.
Go for it.
So this isn't a new thing for 2024, but I think it'll be an evolving thing. And I was talking with a potential client about this this morning, in fact. And it's the idea that, and again, we've talked about this before, but I think it's just going to continue to develop, which is the idea that, you know, back in the day, it was you did your sort of brand foundation and you did your identity work. And then, increasingly so, it was, I need my website, right? And your website was the cost of entry and it was the validation that you're a legitimate company. And, and then, I can buy things there. I can do the things there. I can do all the stuff there. I think that will continue to develop as an outreach tool and not an incoming tool. It will become a marketing tactic, right?
Sites?
Much more so. Your site.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And it's been doing that for a while, but I think you'll start to see more sites doing better with SEO, more that becomes oftentimes, and will become increasingly so, the, almost the tip of the spear for people's marketing outreach, I think, increasingly so. And not as a pull tactic, but as a push tactic.
Yeah.
Over the course of the year, I think that will continue to happen. And you'll have your ancillary budgets for your digital ads and your other stuff like that. But I think the website is going to become more and more prevalent as a marketing tool.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be kind of it still is fragmented, meaning your digital presence, like you've got your social channels, which are fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your site, you have your physical address, things like that. Do you think that there'll be more of a union between the fragmented nature of being online?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I mean, the world is turning that way anyway, both personally and professionally.
Yeah.
Everything is, now everything is all tied together somehow. I have no idea how it's all tied together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think from a marketing standpoint, and if you're doing it right, which you should be, it's, here's the wheel, and the wheel has all the spokes, and all the spokes work together to make the wheel go around. And those spokes are your social, your digital presence, your influencer campaigns, your search, all the stuff works together as a big digital program.
Yeah, so, I don't disagree with that at all. I know that that's one of the premises of Elon's purchase of Twitter, right, was to create the all-in-one app.
Yeah.
Right. It was don't stop going all these other places. And that already exists. I know that exists in China. But it's, hey, I do my social, I do my texting, I do my calling and my banking, or purchases and things, shopping and things like that, all through one centralized, it's just called app.
Yeah.
It's like general store.
So. Yeah. And that'll continue to happen as, Facebook buys up Instagram and things that, and everybody starts to kind of unify.
Well, gosh, man. I mean, I've been saying for, I feel like a couple of years, like, how much more can Facebook grow? Right. I mean, they've got like everything, and they're still damn near almost 80% of all social referral traffic is Facebook. Right.
Yeah. It's
like
crazy
it's so big. I mean, so you talk about the others, but but the others are still really just still playing in the margins, right? I mean, they are the 10,000 pound gorilla, right? And it's like, how many, like, who doesn't have the people that want one, who doesn't have an entree into Facebook already? You know what I mean? Like, where else can they grow? It's totally insane. So, but, you know, so it's like, I mean, do we finally start to see the decline in numbers of people socially, right? Potentially. I don't know. You know, that could be a prediction, I guess, or that could potentially be a trend domestically.
I don't think we're going to see that.
I don't think so either, because people are still
there yet.
Yeah, yeah. But it astounds me. It just is how the gorilla just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable. So.
Yeah, well, the decline of civilization takes a while.
Well, there is, you know, yeah, there's much to be said about that. So, well, personally, we both joke about Facebook groups and stuff like that. And again, we do full Facebook marketing and we do social outreach for clients and stuff like that and online reputation management to a certain extent and, you know, dealing with Joe Q Public of I want to buy this or I can't find that and things like that, you know. And it is an interesting, portal into the minds of consumers, right?
Yep.
That's about as positive as I can spin that.
Yep.
So any other, I have no other predictions. I've got, there was a chance we were going to go back to the moon, but that has already been scrapped by the time we've been, and I was going to bring that up as a joke because I know how much you love space travel. So.
Yeah. Well.
But we're not going back to the moon. We've scrapped it. So.
Yeah.
We've got fuel leaks and all sorts of problems with space travel. Somehow we can do it with tinfoil and a little aluminum sheet blankie or whatever like that back in the, you know, back in the olden days, right? But now we can't do it. Can't do it anymore.
Now we can't do it.
Yeah.
I would like to take a moment to, maybe it's a trend that continues, maybe it doesn't, I don't know, but I have a congratulatory, comment to make.
Okay. Let's end on a positive.
I want to congratulate, as the comeback kid of 2023. The QR code. I want to give out a round of applause for the QR code. Hell of a comeback. Hell of a comeback.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember long, long, long ago, QR codes were out in the world and everybody's like, what is this weird bit mapping square that I'm supposed, you're expecting me to zap something and da-da.
Yeah.
So really, we kind of have COVID to thank.
The return of the QR code.
The return of the COVID. Yeah. COVID
comeback
really,
player of the year. Yeah.
COVID just CPR'd that thing back to life.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
I mean, it just, because all of a sudden it was like, oh, I don't want to touch anything and I got to order my menu on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, everybody went, you know what? This is a pretty damn useful little gizmo we got here.
Let me give you my take on that. And you know, kudos to you for bringing that up because that's actually really interesting and I hadn't considered it. And you are 100% correct.
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct. I think we all experienced a Q card and then had a QR code. Now you got me saying
Q card.
Yeah. QR code and had that resounding level of disappointment, right?
Yeah.
Because it was, oh, wait a minute. Now I have to download an extra app to scan it that then maybe ties to my browser and phones weren't as, you know, as responsive and stuff.
Yeah.
So you had a significant letdown. I'm like, oh my God, I just jumped through 10 hoops and I got nothing burger, you know? But now that it's built into your phone and it ties seamlessly either to Chrome or Safari or whatever you're doing, right? And then,
and you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a magical door that you think you're gonna walk into this wonderland of Skittles, taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
You know.
God, I just.
But I will say this.
I just put some on some designs. I mean, I literally just put some on. I mean, they're you know.
I'm putting them on print ads, dude.
We put them on print ads. I just put it back on a brochure that I actually took it off of last year. It's back. You know what I mean?
I literally put one on a print ad this morning. I'm not even joking you. For a massive, massive company.
That is hilarious.
Absolutely. I will also congratulate the QR code on maintaining its design lack of integrity.
Awfulness?
It is. It's like, you know what?
It's like,
I'm a square bitmap ugly son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not changing a damn thing.
Well, and some of them have like 10,000 little black squares and some of them only have like 50.
Yeah.
You know, like what's up with that?
But I'm not changing. I'm not changing my shape.
No,
I'm not. I'm still going to be the ugly bitmap.
Yeah, yeah. It's hey designers, how are you going to squeeze this in and make it somehow fit into your ad or your design? And it doesn't fit in.
No,
you know.
No.
Now I have reversed a few, right? I mean, so you've done the negative space. So I've color coded them to try to make them fit in with the brand, you know. And sometimes you can slap a little logo dead center in the middle
of the pig.
Yeah,
my friend.
But man,
lipstick on a pig.
It is the static television. You know, it's the.
Yeah.
You know, it's yeah. it's that thing of you it's know, print 80s, materials.
It's 80s like video game design. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, congratulations. Big shout out to the QR code. we're glad to have you back.
Yeah. Welcome back to the party, buddy.
Welcome back to the party.
Yeah. That's fantastic. All right. We should wrap it up on that note. That is absolutely hilarious.
All right.
Our next batch of business cards are just going to be QR codes.
That's it. That's all they're going to be.
All right. Where can everybody find us, Rob?
Yeah. On the socials, of course, at Mock the Agency, and on the broader web at the worldwideweb.mocktheagency.com.
.com.
We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, everybody.